Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a technology presentation from April 2016. Ms. Annemarie van Hoof, Creative Director for Options, presents Smart Textiles from Research to Products.
So good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Annemarie van Hoof, and I'm representing Studio for Options from the Netherlands. And on behalf of our team, I would like to welcome you to our presentation. I also would like to take the opportunity to thank the Performance Day for the invitation to participate in this functional fabric symposium. Today, I would like to show you our presentation with the working title Smart Textiles from Research to Products. But first, let me start by introducing our company. Very short introduction. So the Studio for Options is a creative and an artistic office established in the Netherlands in 2001, operating on an international level with a strong expertise in trend forecasting and product design. Within our organization, we have three divisions: Studio, Education, and Connecting. And within the Studio, we develop customized trend presentation to inspire and to inform management, design, marketing communication, and sales departments. And our core business is to accompany the client during the entire development and design process. And during the last 15 years, we have been working on several projects for different clients. Also a lot of projects in Europe, but also in Asia. Our studio is focusing to an up-to-date marketing information, personalized consultancy, confidentiality is very important, long-term relationships, because we always think that the success of our client is in our benefit. As we move on to the education program of For Options, is based on the experience of our team with the textile, fashion, and design industry, combined with our professional expertise in matter of trend forecasting and market study. And we offer companies and universities a program of education theory in combination with workshops. We have two programs running at the moment: Eye on Fashion, from trend to a brand, and Eye on Innovation, from inspiration to innovation. As we have a closer look at education, developed by our Studio for Options, we already have 1,500 theory slides, 72 hours theory and workshop, and we are successfully connected to companies and universities also in Asia. And our final goal with the education is identifying new opportunities for creative processes and innovation. The third part within our studio is the connecting part. It's matchmaking and network event. Within For Options Connecting, we create new possibilities for collaborative partnerships between the Asian industry and Dutch designers or European designers. Because the For Options studio has over 10 years of experience working in the fast-growing Asian markets, and during this period, For Options participated in a range of collaborative projects where creators from different industries work together on select large assignments. In doing so, For Options was able to build a strong database of successful, reliable, original, and efficient Dutch-designed offices working in the Netherlands today. And with its matchmaking service, For Options is able to promote a portfolio of various creative professionals and upcoming new talents across a wide range of lifestyle and design disciplines. For Options can then offer personalized business matchmaking for companies or organizations, creating new possibilities for the Asian industry, but also for the designers. When we have a quick look at our timeline, we have been operating in Europe since 2001, and all this information is also on our website if you want to know more about our company. Since 2004, we have been operating in Taiwan. In 2009, we launched our online portfolio, especially because we are working a lot with Asian companies. It's important to have an updated online portfolio. In 2010, we have been operating also in China. And of course, we are also we keep our clients and students informed by social media on Facebook, Tumblr, and Pinterest. So please have a look. Since 2012, we have been networking in South Korea. And in 2013, we started with our education program first about fashion. The new development connecting is from 2015, and also our education program about innovation in the textile industry. This year, our focus is on Japan, also trying to collaborate with companies over there. But we are here for the presentation. I already mentioned that one, Smart Textile from Research to Products. What we always do with our studio that we look back in history. We are traveling through history to learn from the past because we think there's a lot of information also in the past we can transform it to the future. So when we look at technical textiles, a technical textile is a textile product manufactured for non-aesthetic purposes where function is the primary criterion. Technical textiles include textiles for automotive application, medical textiles, geotextiles, agrotextiles, and protective clothing. So for protective clothing, some examples of protective clothing are spacesuits for astronauts, Arctic clothing to protect against extreme cold, step protection and bulletproof vests for military uniforms, heat and radiation protection for firefighter clothing, and molten metal protection for welders. So we think there are a lot of examples already existing that are interesting to have a closer look on and transform them more to future developments. So for space exploration, humanity is continuing to follow the impulse to explore, moving beyond Earth. Space exploration started in the 20th century with the invention of atmospheric rockets. This has given humans the opportunity to travel to the moon and to send robotic explorers to other planets and far beyond. The first manned flight to Apollo was in 1968, and during this flight, the astronauts wore spacesuits. A spacesuit is a garment worn to keep a human alive in the harsh environment of outer space, vacuum, and temperature extremes. And also for Arctic expedition, people have always had a desire to explore new places. Explorers throughout history have been motivated by the promise of fame and fortune. In 1908, American Frederick Albert Cook was the first person to claim to have reached the North Pole. And during these expeditions, people are facing extreme weather conditions with technical materials offering comfort and protection. And also for military uniforms, the technological application for military uniform for use in warfare. Military technology is often researched and developed by scientists and engineers specifically for use in battle by the armed forces. So when we look to the history, technical information and production processes are being adapted into the textile industry. Learn from the past, live in the present, and create the future. As we move on to functional textiles nowadays, live in the present, functional textile, many different aspects have to be considered when designing clothing for a particular sport. The protection, safety functions to protect wearers from adverse weather, wind, rain, and snow. Or the comfort function, which gives the wear comfort, skin sensorial comfort, or body movement comfort. or the exercise function to assist positively improvement of athletic records and attainment of one's target, or the aesthetic appeal and high fashion ability. So when we are thinking about innovation, about creating the future with textile, we think for innovation you need to connect the knowledge of the market, the expertise about technology, and also the input of the creative industry. Innovation is knowledge plus technology plus creativity. Because when we look again back in history, the multitude of new products and the rapid increase in mass production and consumption after World War II led to a new world. Design became a way to communicate and profile products, companies, and institutes. By choosing products, people choose a lifestyle, and how people clothed themselves influenced how the world regarded them. But design nowadays, more than ever before in history, we need to think about our physical existence. The products and other creation must therefore be brought into the limelight. Products which could mean that our existence in this world is improved without our planet being devastated. So we need to focus on innovation, on smart design. That's why we need collaboration between partners with specialism in the field of market knowledge, technology and creativity. It will improve our innovation. And we think that collaboration will also be the new competition. So again, we are living now in the fourth industrial revolution, based on the use of cyber-physical systems. A huge number of devices connected to the physical world will be able to exchange data with each other. We all know that. I would like to show you this movie to illustrate the impact that technology has had on our lives over the last 35 years. A big difference how we work today in comparing to 35 years ago. So when we think about connections can be made between people to people, people to machine, or machine to machine. A completely different way of working. And then, of course, we are talking about the Internet of Things, also called Network of Everything. It's the network of physical objects or things embedded with electronics, software, sensors, and connectivity to enable objects to exchange data with a production operator and or other connected devices. Consider that in the 1990s, 1 billion people connected to the internet with desktop computers and laptops. And then in the first decade of the 21st century, 2 billion more people connected to the internet with mobile phones. So by 2020, 50 billion things will be connected to the internet. So this will also influence our way how we look about, how we think about textile and about apparel collections for future. So by 2020, the Internet of Things will be achieved critical mass, linking enormous intelligence in the cloud to billions of mobile devices and having extremely inexpensive sensors and techs embedded in and on everything. It will deliver an enormous amount of new value to almost every human being. The full benefits in terms of health, safety, and convenience will be enormous. So it will also give us a lot of different information. This movie is about data in cities, how we move. Every day, people track millions of activities with a human app. They visualize data in major cities all across the globe to get an insight into their activity. Walking, running, cycling, and motorized transportation data tell them different stories. Thank you. So all this information will also influence the textile industry. Technology integrated into textiles. If we talk about wearable electronics and textiles, have been developed with new technologies that provide added value to the wearer. Classical electronic devices such as conductors, integrated circuits, LED and conventional batteries are embedded into the garments. So the future of textile, decreasing manufacturing cost of electronic components as well as fabrics along miniaturization of electronics is expected to drive the smart fabric market over the forecast period. Rising popularity of sophisticated gadgets with various technological advanced function is anticipating to drive market demands. Components such as actuators, controlling and sensor units are incorporated into these fabrics. Several such fabrics have featured in sophisticated type of clothing, particularly for fashion as well as for protection and safety. So when we move on to the next step, we are working now on the fibertronics, creating electronic function directly on textile fibers. This can include either passive electronics such as conductors and resistors or active components like transistors, diodes and solar cells, using production techniques fully compatible with textiles. And if we have a look at a smart textile diagram, the European smart textile market by end use comparing 2012 to 2020 for architecture, protection, transportation, medical, sports and fashion, you see that it will grow. So creating an approach for the design of smart textile is almost a design process itself. It will completely change the design process of apparel industry, also working with smart textiles. Within our studio, we work with different end users for this market. For end users, health, fashion, travel and design. For health, we have wellness, beauty and the keyword protective. For fashion, we are working on apparel accessory with keyword performance. For travel, it's transport and equipment, and the keyword ergonomic. And for design, it's living construction with keyword technology. I will show you some examples for every end use. And it will not be so strict that it's only for one end use. Of course, it will influence each other. As we are looking at health, for example, the Atos brand is creating the new standard for fitness by changing the way we train the human body. Smart clothing for better performance and faster results. There are already a lot of brands operating with this system, with this new kind of technology. Still, it's quite expensive, but I think that will change also very quick. Fashion is also working with new kind of textiles, smart textiles. On the left, you see the brand Lois Jeans. They have an intelligent jeans concept. It was developed combining resistive thread and thermochromatic ink. By heating up the thread, the ink changes color, creating a pattern of so-called whiskers. The horizontal lines that are faded by use and result in an aged look. This allows the user to switch from a more formal and new jeans to an informal used pair. The research was focused on the integration of the resistive thread that is used to create the pattern. And on the right side, there's a brand named Odo. It's a San Francisco-based apparel company, and they have developed a line of self-cleaning t-shirts and jeans that never stink or stain. The Odo line, which was unveiled through a Kickstarter campaign, features denim jeans that come in a range of styles and a white cotton t-shirt. For travel, we picked up the example of the AMPL World's Smartest Backpack. It's an intelligently charged, protect and monitor your gear on the go. You can power everything, charge all your gadgets with expansion batteries and a USB port in every pocket. Protect gear. Keep your gear safer with innovative shock absorbers and a water-resistant coating. And smart controls. Monitor and control charging from the app without ever opening a zipper. There's a new kind of technology all in the backpack. For design, we have an example of Foster Rona textile innovation for the Avantex Paris 2015. They created an e-broidery element which used in large scale for the first time in September 2015. At three key points, Avantex Trade Fair for Innovative Textile in Paris deployed illuminated textile in the forum, the catwalk, and the hallways. So new materials demands new methods, and new methods fling a challenge to old convention. So things will change in future by using this kind of new smart textiles. The next movie, it's also based on lead. It's from Neiman. The lead jacket is an experimental project which expresses the brand's passion for research in textiles, development and functionality in sportswear garments. In the lead, optical fibers are woven within the fabric, thus creating an area which is entirely lit by a system of 12 integrated LEDs powered by two rechargeable lithium batteries. So for product development, as companies and organizations around the world look for ways to solve seemingly endless number of problems, we see an unprecedented attention to design and to designers to provide solutions. Creative techniques in design thinking are being adopted by people in fields that never previously considered design or creative thinking. At the basis of design thinking stands the idea of a user-centered approach, getting closer to the people who can benefit from the innovative solution that will hopefully result. Is the field of design ready to enter the next stage? And with the next stage of development, we think that things also will change in the way we are going to create new kind of products. It's all about the knowledge of designers. We are going to add metrics to design. Marketing budgets diverted to design will change. Return to basic needs in a different way. Also, women will rethink the system. Especially important, I think, when we are involved in technology, that it's also important that women are involved in this process. And a worldwide demand for better design. So innovation of smart design, again, it's about collaboration between partners with specialism in the field of market knowledge, technology and creativity, and that will improve our innovation. As a studio, we are also connected to different kind of universities, academies, organizations to share our knowledge. This is, for example, a design academy in Eindhoven. They are specialists in design. The DNA of Design Academy Eindhoven can be described as conceptual, authentic, creative, flexible, free, passionate, and curious. So it's so interesting in how they think about new kind of development also in textile. We are also connected to the Dutch Technology Week. Brainport in Eindhoven, also in the Netherlands, has realized many top achievements in the high-tech industry. Achievements they are very proud of. Companies, government authorities and knowledge institutes are all working together to organize technological surprises. But also for next week, for example, we have the Fashion Hack Day. When you are into smart textile or textile, smart textile related to the apparel industry, this is very interesting symposium, bringing together the most forward-thinking fashion designers and people involved in technology. It's in Berlin next week. They say it's time that fashion catches up with tech and contributes to the shape, the aesthetics of the digital revolution. Fashion has always innovated itself. It's overdue to embrace changes offered by technology in order to not fall behind. Our vision is merging fashion and tech. Fashion Hack Day offers an exceptional opportunity to get and work together on digital fashion with pioneers, forward-thinking and young talents in an interdisciplinary manner in order to shape the future of fashion. And also at universities, this one is also in Eindhoven University, Wearable Senses. They combine research and education in interactive product system and related services for societal transformation that are worn on or near the body. But also when you have a closer look, as for example at the Kickstarter, you can also find a lot of information over there. People are trying to get their ideas become real. Kickstarter helps artists, musicians, filmmakers, designers and other creators to find the resources and support they need to make their ideas real. So for our presentation about research and creating smart textile and smart products, don't deliver just a product, deliver a smart experience. So this was our presentation. You can find more information on our websites, or I will be here these 2 days if you want to have a conversation with me. That's always possible. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.eu. Copyright April 2016 by Design and Development GmbH, Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.